and welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Uttery. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the letter to the Hebrews. We're in chapter 12 with verses 9 through 13. Besides this, we have had our earthly fathers to discipline us, and we respected them. Should we not then submit all the more to the Father of spirits and live? They disciplined us for a short time, seemed right to them, but he does so for our benefit, in order that we may share his holiness. At the time, all discipline seems a cause not for joy, but for pain. Yet later, it brings the peaceful fruit of righteousness to those who are trained by it. So strengthen your drooping hands and your weak knees. Make straight paths for your feet, that what is lame may not be dislocated, but healed. Amen. What took my granddad on my father's side didn't strike my father until late in life, where my surrender had already come on my own. My granddad fought alcoholism that occurred in my father too. While I have been fortunate to say, alcohol was never taken in abuse, learning as I grew that there really is only one surrender that corrects your youth. My dad was a hard-working sinner who cheated on his wife, my mother, and then married his secretary. That was the cause of all the dissension. My dad struggled to be a father of integrity, while I learned the trait on my own. Wanting to be like Christ guided me once I left the pain of the world behind. You see, in Christ all things are possible, and the desires of the flesh are put to rest, and love, faith, and hope of mercy resides to overcome all obstacles as righteousness training, where pain is gain and our strength comes from the belief that God in Christ can stir the Holy Spirit in anyone at any time and anywhere to share his holiness, to overcome the world and its fleeting pleasure of excess. Paul reminds us today that to stay focused on the Father of all, who is preparing us with his discipline for life eternal, where silent praise will come, resting from a life led by his truth. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. Prayers for my wife, Toni, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julian and Gabriel and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those that we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others dealing with this nonsense going on in Ukraine. The battle of death. May the Lord overcome all things in Jesus' name. In the Holy Spirit, we pray for the brothers in Kairos, the men in blue, as we pray for Holy Mother Church. Jesus' precious blood, we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from the study of Hebrews 12. It's verses 9 through 13, two stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, The Other Disciplines Us for Eternity. Fathers earthly disciplined us early. This besides respecting their authority. More submit than to an eternal living Father, surely, time short for one, while the other disciplines us for eternity. Holiness, his share, benefit ours, reportedly, while disciplines causes pain, assuredly. Fruit, peaceful, bringing later, trained righteously, hallelujah. Make feet straight, healing all dislocation of the lame spiritually. Amen. I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It's May 22nd, 2000. Ooh, May 23rd. May 23rd, 2022. Recording this morning at 6:31 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us. Across the world on universalutterings.org, we continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. As we close today on time at 6:13 in the name of Jesus. Saying, God bless you, John and Marie. Peace be with you this week. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks for joining us. God bless you. Thank you, Jesus.